Hola, and welcome to today's Pro Spanish lesson. The word for there is and there are is hay. Hay, pronounced a bit like the I in your head that you see out of hay, spelled H-A-Y, hay. So there is or there are, hay. How would you say there is pizza? There's pizza, like there's pizza in the fridge. How would you say there's pizza? Hay pizza. Hay pizza. Now, if we want to say there is enough pizza, there is enough pizza, we need to say there is sufficient pizza. There is sufficient pizza. And the word for sufficient is very easy. It's suficiente. Suficiente. Sufficient. So how would we say there is sufficient pizza or there is enough pizza? Hay suficiente pizza. Hay suficiente pizza. Okay, and we've started right at the ground level so that all learners can jump on board. For our more advanced subscribers, don't worry, this does get a bit more tangled later. But we're going to go step by step, so it's very easy for everybody to understand. So, hay suficiente pizza. There is sufficient or there is enough pizza. How would you say there is enough paella? There is enough paella. What would that be? Hay suficiente paella. Hay suficiente paella. There's enough paella, there's sufficient paella. If you want to say there isn't or there aren't, you just put no at the beginning. So what would it be simply for there isn't paella? There isn't paella. And in English we would tend to use there isn't any paella. That need for any isn't there in Spanish. So how would you say there isn't paella? No hay paella. No hay paella. And how would you say there isn't enough pizza? There isn't enough pizza. What would that be? No hay suficiente pizza. No hay suficiente pizza. Now, if we want to talk about pizzas, those little mini ones maybe that we would have in plural, we would have lots of pizzas, individual pizzas. Pizzas, so just the plural. And we want to say there are enough pizzas. So remember, there are is also hay. So there are enough pizzas. Our sufficient word will need to agree. So our sufficient word, our enough word, will have to become plural. So instead of suficiente, it will be suficientes, because it's referring to a plural noun. There are pizzas. So how would you say there are enough pizzas? What would that be? Hay suficientes pizzas. Hay suficientes pizzas. How would you say there are enough problems? Like there are enough problems in the world without whatever. The word for problems is just problemas, nice and easy. So how would you say there are enough problems? Hay suficientes problemas. Hay suficientes problemas. You could start with the word, you could start with ya. Ya means already. Ya hay suficientes problemas. There are already enough problems. And how would we say there aren't enough taxis? There aren't enough taxis, and the word for taxi is just the same in Spanish. So how would you say there aren't enough taxis? No hay suficientes taxis. No hay suficientes taxis. And we'll just take a brief pause there while I mention the Levels 1 to 6 Pro Spanish course available for download from prospanish.co.uk. And this takes the complete beginner or near beginner right up to a conversational level of Spanish in a series of easy to follow steps. Okay, so back to the lesson. Okay, let's just add in the word for I have. Tengo. Tengo, I have. So how would you say I have enough problems? I have enough problems. What would that be? Tengo suficientes problemas. And we saw before that we could just add the word ya at the beginning for already. Ya tengo suficientes problemas. I already have enough problems. Okay, how would you say I don't have enough pizza? I don't have enough pizza. What would that be? No tengo suficiente pizza. No tengo suficiente pizza. Okay, so far we've seen enough as suficiente, and we can kind of translate that as sufficient, so it's fairly easy to remember. You may have seen bastante as enough, and yes, bastante can be used here as well. To keep things simple and easy to follow, we're going to stick with suficiente. The kind of slight difference with bastante is that it has the idea of, because it also means quite a lot of something. So let's say, hay bastante paella. That could mean there's quite a lot of paella. So when it means enough, it kind of means more than enough, like easily enough. And that's where we'll leave bastante for the moment, because this could get complicated and we're going to try and keep it as straightforward as possible. Okay, so suficiente, enough. And we can also use it when we don't have the noun at the end. So we've seen there is sufficient pizza. We could also just say there is enough, or there isn't enough. Okay, so you've got it all laid out on the table and you can look at it and say there's enough or there isn't enough. So just how would you say there is enough? Hay suficiente. Hay suficiente. There's enough. Hay suficiente. And how would you say there are enough? You've counted up all the taxis, for example. How would you say there are enough? Hay suficientes. Hay suficientes. So, straightforward. We're still using suficiente, or the plural suficientes, for enough. And now, just a note, you may well have seen lo suficiente. So we can say hay lo suficiente, or no hay lo suficiente, o tengo lo suficiente. And by adding this lo, the translation is more or less is pretty much the same in English, but it does add a little extra nuance, and that lo suficiente means that it's enough. We could just kind of put in brackets for it, for the purpose that we've been talking about. So let's say you want to make a cake and you're talking about whether there is enough flour or not, and you go and have a look and you'd say no hay lo suficiente. No hay lo suficiente. So there's not enough for it. There's not enough for the purpose that we are talking about, to make a cake. There's not enough flour to make a cake. No hay lo suficiente. It wouldn't be incorrect to say no hay suficiente, so if in doubt, just stick with that. But you will hear lo suficiente, and when you do, it's referring to enough for it, for this purpose. Another example might be, you've got some people around at your house and you're thinking about what food to offer, and you look and you can see there's some pizza but not that much, and you could say no hay lo suficiente, so there's not enough for it, there's not enough to feed the people here. No hay lo suficiente. And as I said before, you could just say no hay suficiente and that would be fine. But Spanish has this extra nuance where you can say no hay lo suficiente. There's not enough for it. There's not enough for this purpose. Okay, so up until now we've looked at enough when it's been used with a noun. Enough food. Enough cars. Enough pizza, enough taxis, enough paella, whatever it might be. And we'll see now what happens when it's not a noun. Okay, so if we say es rápido, that can mean he's quick, rapid, or it's quick, it's rapid. And if we change es rápida, so we just turn it to feminine, then it can be that she's quick. So es rápido, es rápida. He, she, it is quick. Okay, is quick. How would you say he's not quick? No es rápido. No es rápido. How would you say she's not quick? No es rápida. No es rápida. She's not rapid. What about if we want to say he's not quick enough? He's not quick enough. So in Spanish, we have to say he's not sufficiently quick. He's not sufficiently quick. And this is a good way of remembering the difference between using enough with a noun, where it was sufficient. I have sufficient pizza. I have enough pizza. If we're going to say he's quick enough, he's sufficiently quick, we couldn't say he's sufficient quick. Doesn't sound right. We have to say he's sufficiently quick in English. And that tells us that we need to use suficientemente. Suficientemente. Sufficiently. So how would you say he's sufficiently quick? Which is the same as saying he's quick enough. What would that be? Es suficientemente rápido. Es suficientemente rápido. He's sufficiently quick, or he's quick enough. How would we say she's not sufficiently quick, or she's not quick enough? How would we say that? No es suficientemente rápida. No es suficientemente rápida. Okay, the word for big is grande. Grande is big. How would you say it's not big enough? It's not big enough. In other words, it's not sufficiently big. What would that be? No es suficientemente grande. No es suficientemente grande. So it's is es. If you want to say they are, it's son. S-O-N, son, they are. So how would we just say they are big? They are big. And just in case you don't know, the big will have to become plural as well, because we're talking about they are big. So how would we say that? Son grandes. Son grandes. They are big. Son grandes. How would we say they are big enough? They are big enough. Son suficientemente grandes. Son suficientemente grandes. And you may have accidentally put an S on suficientemente. The mente words never change. They never agree in plural or masculine, feminine. They are adverbs. And in Spanish, the adverbs never agree. They stay as they are. So whenever it's suficientemente, yes, our adjective changes. Our adjective agrees. Grande, grandes. Rápido, rápidos, or rápida, rápidas. But the suficientemente is unchangeable. Okay, so how would we say they are quick? They are quick. What would that be? Son rápidos. Son rápidos. And if the they were all girls, son rápidas. Son rápidas. How would we say they aren't quick enough? They aren't quick enough. They aren't sufficiently quick. What would that be? No son suficientemente rápidos. No son suficientemente rápidos. Or rápidas if it's all girls. Okay, the word for clever is listo. Listo, clever. How would you say he's not clever enough? He's not clever enough. What would that be? And remember to do the translation, he's not sufficiently clever, just to help you. What would that be? No es suficientemente listo. No es suficientemente listo. How would we say she's clever enough? She's clever enough. Es suficientemente lista. Es suficientemente lista. What about they aren't clever enough? They aren't clever enough. What would that be? No son suficientemente listos. No son suficientemente listos. So we started off by looking at enough when it's used with a noun. There is enough Coke. There are enough people. And that enough is sufficient. There are enough people. There are sufficient people. There is enough pizza. There is sufficient pizza. So we can use suficiente. Hay suficiente pizza, for example. We noted that when the thing that we're talking about is plural, then our adjective, because sufficient here is working like an adjective, needs to become plural as well. So if there are enough, let's say, face masks, mascarillas, we'd have to say suficientes mascarillas. Okay, so mascarillas, plural. So our adjective suficientes has to agree. Suficientes mascarillas. Enough face masks. And we also saw that in the same way as in English, we can just say there's enough or there's not enough or there are enough. that happens in Spanish in the same way. There is sufficient, hay suficiente. There are sufficient, hay suficientes. But we also saw there's this kind of added nuance that we can use in Spanish where we say, hay lo suficiente, hay lo suficiente. And that would be, there is enough for it. And for it would be whatever the purpose that was already referred to. Enough to go round for the people that are here, for example, in the case of maybe food or even face masks. So, lo suficiente. And to note that you cannot use lo suficiente and then the noun, so you couldn't say no hay lo suficiente pizza. You can only go by itself at the end when you're saying there's enough or there's not enough. And then we moved on to when enough isn't used with a noun. And in that case, say if it's used with an adjective or another adverb, then the enough becomes an adverb. And we can't say in English, she's sufficient clever. We have to say she's sufficiently clever. And we need to see that change in Spanish as well. So we would say suficientemente. Es suficientemente lista. She's sufficiently clever. And we saw that doesn't change. It doesn't agree. Suficientemente never becomes suficientementes. As an adverb, it's fixed. It stays like that and it doesn't agree. And so we can say, son suficientemente listos. They are sufficiently clever, or they are clever enough. And that concludes today's Pro Spanish lesson. As mentioned before, if you're looking to become a confident and a competent speaker of Spanish, then head over to prospanish.co.uk, where you can download the full Levels 1-6 course.